How can you make laws to survive the Bible if you don't believe? You believe only in the natural world, where there is no right or wrong.
Well, you need to get on YouTube, because there's plenty of guys who say exactly what they're saying, and they say they're smarter than you are. Like the whole family looking at Prager University. It's a good thing. I think he's a pretty bright-minded thinker. A little bit late, but the feet say I'm in good shape. Anyway. Plenty of truth out there. If you can't bring yourself to believe in God, put yourself in the frame that there is some higher power who is ultimately good. Because let me tell you, your non-belief in God isn't getting rid of evil. We all know that exists. Anyway, dogs are tricky. You never know if they're happy to see you or if they're angry and being protective and wanting to get after you. Last morning, the problem is individual people are going to make bad choices. And that's just, a sad state of affairs. I don't think gay marriage is anybody to get. It lies to the people who are a part of it. that breeds all the wrong ways of thinking. I listen to oh, there's Bruce R. McConkie. He used the terms base and lewd. I'm sorry. When you say that you're gay, you are announcing to the world that sexuality is your defining characteristic. And you're going, wow. I've got other things to be more concerned about. What kind of a person I'm becoming. What kind of a world I will leave to my children. And that's a weird statement. It's true. Don't fight society. What's the point? You'll always lose. There's more of them than there is of you. Worry about yourself. Worry about your kids. Of course, that brings up the whole idea that you even bother having children. Making that huge commitment. That has so many benefits. Although we don't want to downplay adoption, it is a lower form. We really do want you to take the higher ground. Thinking about a young man who is in an interesting circumstance right now. He got a girl pregnant and she had a baby. There's all kinds of legal problems with that. I was wondering how he felt about the whole thing. Everybody's trying to make it so that it's the least damaging to these people. I think in doing so, you do them a great injustice. The number one thing to know is you don't have sex with someone until you have the commitment. Marriage first, but by golly, the commitment. Now that's not something you can just do in a day. That's something you have to do over a lifetime. That's a decision you remake every day of your life. And hopefully you get better at it. Being committed to your husband if you're a woman, and to your wife if you're a man. These social roles that has seen civilization through thousands of years, they didn't come out of nothing. We've been proven over thousands of years that they work well, that they work better than alternatives. As people, when given a choice of who they want to be with, unstymied by weird semi-political posturing, will they want children. You know that having children coming from a committed married couple, I want to focus more on the commitment rather than the marriage, because marriage is now so broadly defined that it becomes meaningless. So it would be a productive commitment to each other. See, that takes it out of there. See, people can't be productive without violating their gayness. You know, if you say, you need to respect my choice this way, it's like, okay, because you're not going to have kids. What good is that? And your system isn't working. Oh, but I'm going to adopt. And you go, no. It says that's just taking a failure or a bad circumstance and taking advantage of it. Oh, pardon me. If you really care about that child, you'd be far more concerned about giving them a mother and a father. They can grow up with the benefits of both. You give them this weird, lopsided way of looking at things, totally charged up with a practical political agenda. Children that, because you adopted them, they are beholden to you and to your thing. The only place that child can really go for the kind of parental love they need, and you're taking advantage of this, and you're going to get to spread your impossible world. Really relieved. And it's not a reasonable alternative. The reason why you do it is because there's an inherent need in everyone to be respectable, or to at least appear to be respectable. I'm trying diligently to change the political climate. To say, hey, look, I can behave this way, and I'm a respectable person. There you go, I'm sorry. It doesn't work like that. You become respectable by doing respectable things. There's a reason why we don't spend time lobbying welfare recipients. They're taking to society instead of doing that. Well, I don't care if society says, oh no, you must respect everybody. And you go, no, this is, I can sit there and not rob you of food or lodging or clothing or whatever else you need, huh? That's not being respectable. That's not being respectful. That's being decent. Very, very much, much lower. We redefine bigger words that mean a lot more to set some base. And then we try to trump it all up. Well, I should be able to be respectable even though I'm screaming and yelling about my personal grievances. I'm sorry, it's not respectable. If you can't couch it in more universal terms than that, I don't have much to say to you except that you seem very selfish. No. Good morning.